Well, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
First day of spring today.
Love it.
And it's felt like spring this year.
It has, the last little bit.
Yeah, some years it's just sort of like, all right, well, it's still like 5 feet of snow.
I was gonna say 8 feet of snow,
so, yeah. yeah, first day of spring, woohoo. But no, this year's just, it's felt nice.
Yeah,
it's
we're looking at like plus six into next week.
Yeah,
so
not too bad.
I love it, yeah.
What do we got today, Country Music Insider?
Last night, the Opry 100 Alive Celebration aired in honor of 100 years of the Grand Ole Opry.
Awesome.
And they put a bit of a montage together of the Opry through the years.
Everybody knows the Grand Ole Opry.
It's an American treasure, this place we have.
This is WSM Nashville, Tennessee, presenting the Grand Ole Opry.
The show continued to grow in popularity.
The Opry moved to its current home, the Grand Ole Opry House, and history moved with it. A 6-foot circle of wood was cut from the Ryman stage and placed into the Opry's new home. 100 years and still going, the Opry is the longest running radio show in history.
The greatest to ever do it have touched that circle of wood right here.
The stage of country music.
It's still a bucket list place for me.
Iconic, yeah.
I'd love to go check out
It'd
the Grand
so
Ole Opry
cool.
one time, yeah.
And during the celebration, they actually paid tribute to Dolly Parton, understandably. She recently lost her husband of nearly 60 years. So Reba McEntire, Carrie Underwood, Lady A, Travis Tritt, Randy Travis, Vince Gill, and a lot of others all saying, Dolly's, I will always love you.
Dolly, everybody here at the Opry and around the world wants to send you our thoughts and prayers. And you gotta know, we will always love you.
And I wish you joy.
Powerful. Wow.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. Kane Brown gave us a bit of a glimpse of what it's like to be backstage with him on the High Road tour. It's pretty sweet. One thing that he absolutely can't live without on tour is his Xbox gaming system.
don't blame the guy. Yeah.
And SNL, Saturday Night Live, announced that Morgan Wallen is going to be next weekend's musical guest. So now fans are thinking it means his new album might be dropping soon.
Ooh, well, we said it was done.
He did,
2 weeks
yep.
ago, so yeah, we wouldn't pop on a show like that if you didn't have
fingers crossed
some kind of big yeah. news on it. Okay, we'll get the conspiracy theory started, but yep. that is your Country Music Insider today.